This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Democratic presidential challenger Joe Biden is urging patience as the vote count continues in key states, while President Trump insists that he's being cheated by Democrats. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
But Biden is in a commanding position and stands on the cusp of capturing the 270 electoral votes needed to win.
We are absolutely confident that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
But Biden campaign chief Jen O'Malley Dillon is joining him and urging supporters to be calm as the count continues. The president says the count should stop. He's showing no signs of giving up, baselessly alleging electoral fraud as his campaign mounts legal efforts in several battlegrounds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump campaign has dropped a bid to stop the count of mail ballots in Las Vegas. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with those details.
The Trump campaign and Nevada Republicans have ended an effort to stop the count of mail ballots in Las Vegas. A document has been submitted to the state Supreme Court saying a settlement has been reached, requiring Clark County election officials to supply additional observation access at a ballot processing facility in Las Vegas. On Election Day, the state Supreme Court declined to stop the count based on an appeal of a state judge's decision not to stop processing mail ballots in Las Vegas and surrounding Clark County. But Trump campaign representative say they intend to file another complaint in U.S. District Court in Las Vegas to try to stop what they say are improper votes. I'm Mike Gracia.
Days after Election Day, control of the U.S. Senate is still hanging in the balance with a few races undecided. Republicans trounced Democrat challengers in crucial states on election night, but the GOP failed to lock down the seats needed to retain the majority so far. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday that France is reinforcing its border controls after a series of attacks that hit the country in recent weeks. He said the number of police and troops in charge of border controls will double from 2,400 now to 4,800. They will focus on fighting illegal immigration and smuggling activities during a visit to a frontier post at the border with Spain. Macron notably referred to the Islamic extremist attack at the Notre Dame Basilica in the city of Nice that killed three people last week. Drug maker AstraZeneca says it is ramping up production of its coronavirus vaccine candidate with hopes of getting approval by the end of the year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
AstraZeneca CEO says they're optimistic the vaccine they're developing with Britain's Oxford University will get clearance for use by year's end. So they're getting ready to supply hundreds of millions of doses by January. He says once they get the green light, the vials will be ready for global distribution. The head of Britain's vaccine task force says AstraZeneca's and Pfizer's vaccines are the most advanced candidates. The world's been anxiously awaiting a coronavirus vaccine to help ease some of the health and economic burdens of the rapidly spreading virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Greece announced a nationwide lockdown Thursday in the hopes of stemming a rising tide of patients before its hospitals come under unbearable pressure. The Greek prime minister said that he acted before infection rates reached the level seen in many neighboring countries because after years of financial crises that have damaged its health system, it could not afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as others had. Before the outbreak, Greece had one of the lowest rates of intensive care beds per capita in Europe. It has since doubled that number. Countries across Europe have imposed tighter restrictions in recent days, but some experts felt those measures were too slow in coming. Its own lockdown in Britain kicked in Thursday, shuttering restaurants, hairdressers, and clothing stores until at least December 2nd. The lockdown decision was an about-face for the government, which had earlier advocated a targeted regional response to the pandemic. A new study says how we grow, eat, and waste food is a big climate change problem that may keep the world from reaching its temperature-limiting goals, but we don't all have to go vegan, as many have suggested. Thursday's study calculated just how helpful five general ways to fix the world food system would be in reducing emissions of heat-trapping gases. And while giving up meat is a big fix, scientists concede most people won't have to do it and don't want to do it. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.